Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 194 of the Ant King Frequency. How are you going, Larry?
I'm not just Larry. I'm Lord Larry, King Larry. I'm the ruler of this stream, of this podcast right now, because this I had to normally do the small talk, but there's no time for that this week.
Okay.
Because this week we are taking over the world. We are the Doctor Dooms, without the super science and the magic and, you know, trying to, you know, go to hell and save our mother's souls and all this and that.
Sure.
We are rulers of the planet. We are they fear the one world government. Well, they should fear us, because I and Antonio, this episode is a very special episode. Not in the drugs or molestation and or state, like Fonzie's threatening to run over our legs with his motorcycle.
Dude,
because that was a thing
called
Strong Kids, Safe Kids. Hey, I understand, you Italians get down, you like to wear your leather jackets to go A and run over children's legs. But hey, even if you happen to be Jewish.
I was going to say, Henry Winkler is about the least sounding Italian name you'd have heard. But anyway.
Don't forget that he wore a windbreaker for the first couple seasons of Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode is very special. And it's like, what if Larry and we like the what-if stories, the Elseworlds that DC would do, the what-ifs that Marvel would do. Like, what if Captain America was unfrozen in modern day? He'd be horrified. He's like, please, freeze me. Send me back. It's like, why are people covered in tattoos? You're not a sailor. Who are you? Why do you have metal in your face? You know, what is this? Why are you doing these moves? Why are you taking these pills? Why aren't you talking to each other? Why are you yelling at your parent? Why are you having a kid without a husband? What is wrong with you people? You know, I'm like, I fought for this. Bucky died for this. Screw this. I'm out. Hey, Namor, throw me back in the water.
It's a bit like that comic strip I sent you earlier today, Larry, where it had the carnival. What do you call the head of the carnival? The barker, letting go of his entourage of carnival freaks and geeks, because they're no longer unique in today's modern society. Bearded women, oversized people, cross transgendered, tattooed Inuit snowmen, all these things.
The lady that walks around with a snake, it's like that's like a common occurrence in pretty much any major city, even not major cities. It's like, wow, I got a weird animal I'm walking around with. The only one that would actually be the odd one out would be the quote-unquote geek or the gentleman geek, where they would bite the heads off of chickens or rats or what have you. But now that would be considered, had PETA come in, they'd get shut down, or ordinances in that town or city would have them shut down because they're being cruel to animals.
They'd have to be a simulation, like a soy protein bat that they're eating the head off or whatever.
But even then, the idea
the idea of animal brutality.
It's like at the same time that these people will be doing that, like, how dare you eat the head off this fake chicken? We understand what your idea. It's like they're the same people that defend, like, pedos and stuff like that. It's like, how dare you? What is wrong with you? But this is the world. So get down to the nitty gritty. This is what if Larry Antonio ruled the world.
Right. Well, we're waiting for a theme tune. Just a bit of housekeeping. But there probably won't be a theme tune in this episode, much like the last episode, because we're running a from our mobile rogue headquarters, because my main CPU that we record on is kaput. It's just died in the butt, and every attempt I've made over the past 2 weeks to fix it has landed in flames. So we're recording from our reserve bunker. And because of
the
Doomsday Bunker, the AKF Doomsday Bunker, because of that, I don't have access to the intro music, to sub in. So I guess we'll just assume it's played.
Or we could go with the, Holtz's Mars Bringer of War.
Or we could just go with, Tell It to My Heart.
Okay, we could go with that. It's like, yeah.
I was in a supermarket the other day, that was playing over the intercom, and I kept waiting for the mix to start.
Tell it to weird transition between horrible B topics, the B sides that we like. Probably should have stayed on the cutting room floor, but nope. Nope, we need to fill an episode. So there we go, dragging him up out of the muck. It's like, oh, it's a body that's been dumped in a trunk of a car for like 30 years. You're dragging it out of that swamp. That's what we do. But, and then thank you, Tyler Dane. But first off, if I was, okay, I'll go with Mink since it was my idea for this. And also because my last name was King, damn it. so it's like, if I was ruling the world, okay, I had to decide, would I want to rule for the rest of my life or like limit my terms, like say 5 years or something like that? Like, hey, presidents usually get 4, I'd say go with 5, but me personally, it's like I'll rule for however long as I want to get my thing accomplished. The first thing I do is start getting people off this planet, start go ahead and building space elevators, get people trying to build space elevators, but at very least colonize the moon, colonize Mars, get that, the hydrogen 3 stuff and it, get people off the planet. Yes, we'd probably have colonial wars. People that, oh, I live on the moon. Why do I have to listen to Earth rule? Why do I live on Mars? Why do I have to listen to, you know, Earth telling me what to do? But still, I was like, worry about that down the line.
Yeah.
But go ahead and start getting, you know, innovation. Staying here worrying about, you know, little, you know, petty grievances. And so, like, okay, so would I tell other nations what to do? Hell yes, I would. Hell yes, I would. Because not all these people are going to be, people have to, somebody needs to break them down, break it down to them. It's like, go into the UN and say, hey, y'all need to sit your asses down. Shut up. It's like in Batman, when Bruce Wayne is like, Vicky Vale's like, you hurt me. He's like, shut up. Just shut up. Let me talk. I'll tell you something. And it's like, you're a real jerk. And the nations of the world looking at me is like, who is this guy? But somehow I'm able to make things happen. It's, you know, like, just go ahead. I kind of would bring about world peace for the most part, until you piss me off, and then I'd send.
Well, look, people have been trying to bring about world peace since millennia ago. What are you going to do that's different?
I'm going to unite them against me.
Ah, so you're going to Adrian Voigt them?
I am. I'm, instead of being a giant, you know, space squid and or Dr. Manhattan false flag operation.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to unite against me. Now, it's like, well, how would you back this up? It's like, I would, like, they're the in, like, just the innate influence that I have, the magical charms that just are a part of me.
It just oozes just off of that, you.
Just oozes off of me, like, yeah, like I have an ooze, and or the secret of the ooze.
Or some kind of compounded STD.
I don't think about that part. That's more your kind of deal. But sure.
If you say so.
Yes, I do say so. But being able to kind of in any way manipulate the world, probably would I go around in a robe that had like the eye symbol, the eye on the back of the dollar bill. Illuminati, no, I would not do that. But being able to like bring about a age of people working together for a common cause, like you know having humanity, you know, like realize, man, I really hate that Larry guy, and then like team up and eventually realize, wait a second, it, like you may hate me now, but if it weren't for me, we hadn't united and brought together the world by first off, one of the things I would do is those like pedophiles and stuff like that, have them hunted down and run down like it was witch trials, but no trials. It's the ones that have already been proven. It's like, all right, these guys are proven, but for some reason so justice has not met them.
Yeah.
So we go ahead and we'll let justice take care of that. So you'll have part of society loving me for that. And other parts will be like, oh, how dare he? They're human beings. I'm like, not on my watch. Demons do exist, and that's a demon. So it's like you get this kind of religious fervor. That's where I would go. I go a little bit. It's like people can't. There's demonic nature in humans. Humans are the demons. Man is the real monster after all.
So you're going to use religion to pacify the masses,
but also technologically advance us to get beyond the earth.
And religion's been so effective at keeping society smart, hasn't it?
Well, that's the thing. There are some aspects of it that work. If you didn't have the will to act to fight against that, to like, no, you're wrong because of this. Yes, some of them did end up being burned at the stake and not, you know, as well as being imprisoned. Hey, Galileo found that out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, but this stuff like that, like it doesn't necessarily like mean it's separate, but you can as a means to an end.
So it's Larry King's 3-point plan.
In a way, in a way,
it's get your ass to Mars. Point one. Point two, get your butt to church, and point three, swords into plowshares.
It's like one, get your ass to Mars. Number two, question mark. Number three, make profit. No, for me, it would be honestly, it would be. People, like, the biggest thing, like, I'd hope to impart would be people seeing something bad happening, and instead of just, like, breaking out their phone or, I would have rolling EMPs, like, basically, you're too reliant on your phone, you know, like, I gotta stream this, like, anybody that's what they call an IRL streamer in real life. I've encountered a couple of them in North Carolina, of all places, in the backwoods of North Carolina. And when I say backwoods, I mean like just small towns, not sure. Like wandering around the woods. I'm like, what the hell is that person doing walking around with a smartphone? But IRL streamers, I'm going in this store. I'm like, please, please don't be what I'm thinking. But they're IRL streaming. They got their little posse behind them. And I'm like, you're a nobody. What are you doing? But people do that. And it's like, part of me wishes a car could come around a corner and just wipe them all out like bowling pins. Like, this
it's happened.
Because they're not paying attention to the surroundings around them. And rolling blackouts. Like, dude, to teach people not to be too reliant on technology, to rely on themselves, and in some cases, others.
So what happens when a pair of fine young upstanding gentlemen like ourselves are recording a podcast, but suddenly we're in the middle of a rolling blackout?
That right there, you have to learn and roll with it. You know what? Accept that bad things happen. Sometimes you can't. Because that's the thing. Honestly, I do think that, especially the Western, like, if a rolling blackout wouldn't affect some tribesmen or somebody in the Arctic or the middle of nowhere, it wouldn't affect them. No. And that, in some ways, that makes them stronger. Because what happens here? How dare she got my coffee wrong? I ordered it with this. I didn't order it with that. What is wrong with it? I'm like, you're paying $5 for crap tier coffee, and you're complaining and forgot one thing. I ordered it with mint. I didn't get mint, so I'm not paying that. You know, that kind of
yeah.
And same thing with my internet's down. No, yeah. The Wi-Fi.
A whisper and nutmeg, and what I got instead was a suggestion of cinnamon.
Exactly. This is the world we live. We are, you know, like the whole you've seen those like photos, like those like, you know, the Greatest Generation, and it was like their grandkid, like surrounded by their great grandkids or whatever, and the guys. The great grandkids, like, you know, I've seen the meme.
I dug up this photo of your grandfather, and it's like some World War II shot of him on a motorbike with, you know, a Browning in one hand and an AK-47 in another. Whereas, and then it's in 80 years' time, I dug up this photo of your grandfather, and it's some, you know, man in a dress with tattoos over 95% of his body playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
That's the comparison.
We've made people are too soft, and King Larry, he would not allow people to become soft. He's like, you can enjoy the pleasures of life, but don't, it's like, don't be too greedy. It's like being off the grid. I'll admit it stings for a little bit, you know, being unintentionally off the grid. Like, if you didn't choose to go off the grid, this whole thing, it stings because it is an addiction to be in contact with people, to be able to, like, hey, I want to listen to this song. I'll go to YouTube, type it in. I can listen to it anytime. Back in the day, if you didn't have that record or the CD or the cassette tape or the 8-track or the wax recording on a cylinder or somehow the money to have an orchestra play that for you, you didn't have that song. You could have it in your head, but that's all where it's.
Well, that's where you went out and you knuckled down, you learnt the piano. That's the only way that you got the song.
Exactly. And then, you know, you try to make money off of it. Playing yatata, some woman, you've done the can-can or whatever. But I have a feeling I will have to disappear and act like fake my death, and or somebody was going to assassinate me. So I that's how I know my rule was going to end. I'm not going to be able to step down. I might say I'm going to step down, but they're going to make sure. They're either going to try to kill me and have to fake my death, or they will kill me. And so no need to fake my death. But oh well. So how about you, my friend?
Look, you and I come from similar backgrounds, with where we want to get to. I guess the number one thing that plagues me is detractors, is people that detract from society. And I have one solution. I think every country needs a gulag state or a gulag island. Here in Australia, I would nominate the state of Tasmania, which is its own island. I'm suggesting islands because they're easier to fence off. They have a natural fence. In the case of Tasmania, it's chilling Arctic waters or Antarctic waters, and sharks. And what I would basically do, because rather than waste time with the do's and don'ts of capital punishment or corporal punishment, if you act in a way that is contrary to societal order, if you think you're above or below the expectations of society, then you're stripped of all your belongings and dropped naked on the island. And that's it.
Sounds like the game Ark Survival Evolved. It's like, yeah. one of those multiplayer games.
Not dissimilar to that. You will basically be left there to fend for yourself.
Though, what if you send the wrong person there and they're able to conquer the sharks and ride the sharks back to Australia?
They won their way off the island.
That'd be kind of impressive, though, when you think about building a raft or like riding, use like two sharks while standing on both of them, Aquaman style.
True. But yeah, that would be my idea. Some kind of annexia to place detractors from society. I think we'll see multiple improvements in society alone when these detractors are put there.
Well, how young would you go, though? Like, would you, like a 13-year-old, say a 13-year-old, you know, let's say, smacks her mother or father? Well, they shouldn't have got that far to begin with.
Well, this is the beauty of it. Now that the prison systems are cleared up, basically, the prison system as we know it becomes juvenile detention. So basically, juvenile detention gets upgraded to our current prison system. Everyone currently in our prison system goes on the island. The island is one way and one way only. So I don't know if they're sent on biodegradable ships that blow up upon landing or something. But you can only go to the island. You can't come off.
So it's basically like the movie Predators, like where they just get dropped off in the game reserve.
Predators, there's a Christopher Lambert film in the back of my head I'm thinking of, which maybe Fortress.
Oh, Fortress.
Yeah.
Fortress. Yep. Yeah. Although, Stuart Gordon directed it.
They went to Fortress, though, didn't they? Because they tried to have a kid. Wasn't that the reason they went to?
They illegally tried to have a kid, and like, but other people there like broke the laws as well. It's like one of those kind of deals. It's like
they did a Jimmy McNulty. They had a f- when it was not their turn to have a f-
Well, enjoy editing that out, my friend. But throwing them on there. So would you focus on rehabilitation?
No.
since for the kids, for the new.
That's how the new societal order will work. You've got up until the age of 18 to get your affairs in order. And if you can't become a contributor by the age of 18, hi, have you met the island?
One way in, one way out, and the only way out is death.
Well, yeah. So, but see, that's the insidious beauty of the island is they've got every chance whilst on the island to create that into whatever they want it to be. They may create heaven on earth.
Or it may just look like hell on earth, considering one or two like groups of people will rule over them, enslave the rest of them. It's like, I just inflated my taxes. What's wrong with you? And then you have this hardened, like, cannibal. It'll look like...
Trust you to go to the Beecher from Oz scenario.
Of course, worst case scenario is like, but you have somebody, it's like, you know, you pissed off this group. They've carved their initials in your face, in your chest.
Okay. I anticipated you having issue with my totalitarian approach to
the island. I don't have that much of an issue, but go ahead.
Anyway, I anticipated that. So the other revision I was thinking of, a moderation of it, would be that only those that commit, you know, capital offences go to the island.
Well, for me, it's like a premeditated murder.
Have both said rape is a bell you can't unring.
Yeah, rape, child molestation, premeditated murder. Now, it depends on what... Now, that right there, that gets a little tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say a married man, he's been working, you know, married for like 5 years. He comes home one night, and he's providing for his wife and his family, and then his wife's in bed with another man. So he goes and gets a gun and kills both of them. You know, he doesn't kill himself because he's like, I got to raise my kids. That right there, like, part of me is like, you know what? I'd give the guy counseling. I don't want to send him to the island. I'll give him counseling. Now he's going to have to explain that. It's like, the reason your mommy's not around is because she's a big whore and I had to blow her brains out. But it's like, it's like kind of that, because I understand, you know, the Chris Rock thing kind of thing. It's like, I don't approve, but I understand. Yeah. And in some ways, I kind of do approve, but that's unfortunate. It's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, so you're, Larry's okay with murder. I'm like, it's hypothetical scenario, yeah.
I think at the very least, rapists, kitty diddlers, you know, the scum of the earth. We all know who they are. For some reason, we tolerate them and try and rehabilitate them. But you can't rehabilitate an animal. And hence why they should go, like the animals, and live on an island amongst their own kind with no technology or support.
Make sure they get dropped off on the side of the island that's like full of cannibals, the cannibal prisoners that refuse to hunt for food. They just eat other people.
Well,
you know, there's going to be people, like that. It's like the privileged murderers that go to this island. It's like, I don't want to hunt for, I don't want to fish. I don't want to do this. Hey, there's a fat guy. I'll just eat him.
Yeah. And it'll be same for sexual relief as well.
That too. There's that. Unless they decide to grab one of them sharks out of the water.
Who knows? but yeah, I think that would be my step one if I was in charge. The step two that I would do if I were in charge would I'd increase or put on equal prioritization funding for sports and arts. Whatever a school, a state, a council is going to put into sports funding-wise, they have to match it dollar for dollar with the arts industry. So you're going to build a stadium over here? Fine. You got to build an auditorium or a gallery or something to do with the arts scene over there. Sports, great, and has a role and a place in the entertainment, in the physical activity side of human kind, but the arts is just as enriching, and for certain people like me, far more enriching than sports will ever be.
Same here. It's like the having a place to perform and having a place to display your artwork, as well as, you know, nurturing the artistic, you know, spirit within a person is important at an early age and even onwards. It's like, it doesn't matter how old you are. It's like people are like, oh, I'm too old to do this. Like, no, just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. But that getting that notion in your head, especially it's been beaten down. It's like, why are you messing with that silly drawing? It's all painting. Oh, what are you going to paint a house? You know, that kind of stuff. There's people that will dismiss you to that point. And a lot of people, instead of being like, you know what, screw you, I'm going to do it anyway, they've been beaten down by life. And it's unfortunate. And
it's not uncommon knowledge that the ancient Romans and many other ruling regimes since kept society pacified with what they called bread and circuses. They would throw free food and subsidies at the masses and hold free sporting and gladiatorial games for them. They found that this made excellent placated masses, and even won them votes from the citizens that were allowed to vote. Does that sound familiar at all to you?
I mean, the Obama phone, you know, food stamps, welfare, NFL, NBA, MLB. Wow, none of these sound familiar. It doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound familiar at all. Even though, like, most of these organizations are, I think all of them are tax exempt because, you know, they don't really make the money, kind of thing. Yeah.
It's just another opiate for the masses. And that's fine as long as you go in there knowing for what you're going in for. And that probably leads into the number three part of my rule. Is that transparency. That if you are selling a product, you are not allowed to dress it up as a service or a gratuity or anything like that. You say you're selling a product. A bank account is a bank account. You want to get a credit card or a loan with a bank? That's great. The bank ain't doing you any favors. You're doing the bank favors. You're going to give the bank all the money you can give them over the next 30 years, and they need to spell it out like that. No credit cards given away for free. Just 100% transparency, 100% awareness from the consumer that they are the consumer. They're the bottom of the ladder. They have no power. They're never right. They are always wrong. And much like the consumer of media, they more often than not have no say or control over what they're consuming. They're dictated to by those that set the standards and the ways. I wish I remember the names of the interview. It was, and I know you're not a fan of the podcast, it was Early Days Nerdist podcast, and Hardwick was interviewing someone who was a writer, and they talked about cutting their teeth sitting with the writer of Top Gun. Again, I wish I had names here, but I don't at the moment. And he remembers sitting on a beach in California when they weren't shooting, looking at the writer, looking at what he's writing stuff down. He's watching other people. He's watching some kids play volleyball. And he goes to the writer of Top Gun. That's great. So these kids inform you what they do, and you use that to write. He says, "Nah, man, this is Hollywood. They're only doing that because they watched my film last week. We're the ones who tell them what they like and what they enjoy." Now, I've probably paraphrased that and ruined it, but it's very much a conceit in the ruling classes and the ruling merchant and commercial classes that they say what's fashionable. And unfortunately, we've got enough fatheads in this, what are they called in Instagram? There's people now who are professional
Influencers,
that's the word.
Yeah.
Such an evil, evil thing.
Influencers, what do you do? I'm the influencer.
They're not. I
hate them. Anybody like, what do you do? I'm an illustrator. I do this. I make short films. I'm an influencer. Can somebody just like sit? Like, I want the Logan's Run, the hunters to come from Logan's Run and hunt them down. Send them to carousel.
When drug dealers are trying to infiltrate a school. They find that hot, attractive influencer to get the drugs out there. They'll give them free school.
Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks. That's all your influencer is. You get the you get the homecoming queen. You get the woman. You get the girl that everybody loves. It's like, if she does it, I can do it too.
And the wares that they're peddling are just as bad as drugs.
Yeah, these are the same people that, you know. It's like the idea that, you know, the whole day they live. You know, you sleep, don't think for yourself. Nobody pays attention. It's here. It's here now. It's been here now for the longest time, but it's like differences. Like, oh my god, I gotta like that on Instagram, which is messed up because eventually I start posting there. It's like, you can only do so much. It's like, I don't see a point. There's not much interactivity on Instagram, but whatever.
No,
it's like it's a one way street usually.
But so. I'm enjoying that of late. I've stopped using Facebook a lot. Instagram I never really got into. Twitter I'm using less and less, and what I'm using more and more is Reddit. I remember reading someone saying, hey, why are you using Reddit? That's not really a social network. Name one person you've actually met. I think that's the whole point. I don't think I actually like meeting people. I just find there's some cool animal photos and some really good videos. If you go R-artisan videos, and it's basically just people making stuff. It's great. I watch a guy buy a knife in a thrift store, take it apart, you know, totally bring it back to life and make a new handle for it. Just stuff that was interesting like that.
Well, I was going to say the memes.
But I like to maintain the higher ground when it comes to things like that.
I couldn't get it out of my head. It's like Obi-Wan and New Hope, and it's like when you think you have the high ground, when you realize you don't, and it's like this, like it goes from a smile to like, oh no, and he gets put down. It's stuff like that. It's dumb. It's fun, but this is a fun little. Speaking of dumb and fun, this is a dumb little thing. It's like kind of quick to the point. Hopefully, we keep it under 45. But
Do
we have anything for the mailbag or?
No, nothing in the mailbag this week. If you do want to add to our mailbag, you can hit us up on email, podcast@antkingfrequency.com. There's our Facebook page as well, the Ant King Frequency. Larry, what's the best way to get in touch with you on Twitter?
At Larry King Undead. I'm still there. I'm not on Reddit yet. Eventually, I'll probably move my way over there.
Well, I haven't found a way to easily communicate with other people on Reddit. So, yeah, I don't think it's social networking as much as it is sharing your poorly constructed memes that you've made in MS Paint.
So long, MS Paint, because eventually that's good. I think that's apparently been discontinued.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was discontinued, and Outrage brought it back.
I still have it, so hopefully it'll never go away. But
yeah,
you know how they are. They make you want to pay for it. It's like, oh, you want MS Paint? You pay for $5. Buy it from the Microsoft Store for $5. It's just I used to build like my old laptop before my last laptop previous to this had the Windows Media Player where I could play DVDs. I could just put the DVD in and everything. Now you can't even do that.
DVD
doesn't recognize it.
Why VLC is all I've ever used for playback.
But I don't want that. I just want Windows Media Player because it's all, you know, it's not a problem. Like,
I don't think I haven't used Windows Media Player since 1997, I don't think.
But that's the thing. I'm different. I'm a pleb, as you well know. I'm the guy who listens to the greatest hits. I buy the greatest hits CDs, you know? I'm the worst part. So I guess in your world, I'd end up on the island as well.
No. You're
for the crime of buying credit, his crimes are he bought the Alice in Chains greatest hits. Faith No More greatest hits. Bro Jam. All right, send him to the island now. Get that filth out of my sight. What? I just wanted the songs all in one place. I didn't want to have to switch between CDs. Please, show some mercy. May the Lord show you no mercy. To the island with him.
No. It's not like that at all. Sure. We'll wrap it up there. This has been a very fun little thought experiment. If only there were a way to inject more power into the experiment, but maybe we might discuss that in the future.
Power?
I have been and continue to be and hopefully will be Antonio Cinciolo, Larry King. Anything you wanted to sign off with?
Just remember, folks, don't buy your greatest hits albums if you sent to the island.
Fair enough. I'll say it now because it saves me recording it later. This podcast has been copyright 2019 by White Tiger Graphics. Thank you.